We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the brand new parak, a parak Yishu Shenaflu. The beginning of the parak discusses Nichsei Melug, which is Nechosim that the wife owns, and she does not write it in the Ksuba, not put it in the Ksuba. She retains the ownership as they are married. But the halacha is that all the payers, all the profits that come from those Nechosim while they're married, go to the husband. That's what we call payers. There's different Nechosim called Nichsei Sarim Barazel. Those are written in the Ksuba, and those are basically belong to the husband, Kozman the married, and when they get divorced, he has to pay them back. How exactly pay them back? We had early on in Mishnayos that if you bring in, let's say, furniture, so they evaluate it for a certain amount, then you pay back a fifth less because they usually inflate the valuation, and you had, if she brings in money, he has to pay a little more. But like upon him, that's clear, that's Nichsei Sarim Barazel. Nichsei Melug, on a chosin that she doesn't put into the ksuba, she owns it, but the halacha is, he eats the payers. So we have here, our Mishnah starts off, Isha Shenaflu La Nechosim, Achla Tesara. So Isha, that she got Nechosim, either through Yerusha, Nechosim through Yerusha, or she bought it, she owned properties from before Erisin. And then she had Erisin, she got Kedushin. The Shaila is now, could she sell it? What's the question? Because if she sells it now, the husband is relying on these payers, on these profits, after they get married. If she sells it now, she's basically being mafkia the husband from his parents. So the halacha is, they don't argue, if she had these nechosim from before the erisin already, then after nesarsa, after erisin, she could sell it, l'chatchila, give it away. She's not responsible, she's not meshuvah at all to her husband. But if it fell to her after erisin, so now already we'll see in the Gemara there's a little bit of a shibud of the Baal. The Baal is expecting to have the payers of these properties. So naflo mishnis arsa, if she got these nechosim after the erisin, after kedushin, before nesuin, so there's a machlekes. But shami erim timkar, she could sell it lekatchila because she doesn't have to worry about the husband. She's not married yet. She doesn't have a suin yet. So the Baal's not even payers yet. She shouldn't sell. But Elav Elam Oidim, they both agree, Shemach Rav Anos Nakayim. Now, if she sold it, it works. It's Kayam, because it really, Bebetzem, she really has the full ownership on it. So you have two cases so far. One case where she got the Nechosim before Erisin, and then she sold it after Erisin. That's Pasha, everyone agrees, she'll sell the Chathilah. Another case is that it fell only after Erisin, and there's Machlaikas and Chathilah she could sell, but the other Vada works. Rabbi Yehuda brings down what the Chum said of Rabbi Gamil, that he had a kasha, that the Chum had a kasha on this halacha. That Hoyle v'zocha b'isha, since you already made a kinyan in this isha, a kinyan erisin, lo yiskim nechosim, shouldn't you have a little bit of a shibud on the nechosim? So what's the kasha on Abay Shammai or Beisil? The Gemara is going to declare the shayla. Is it a question on Abay Shammai is lechatchila? He's saying, how can you sell lechatchila if he already has a little bit of kinyan in the isha? Or the question is on Beisil, has it worked with the Eved? He has a little bit of kinyan in the isha. The Gemara will talk about what exactly the taina was. But Rav Gamil answered back, Amar lahem, al chadashim on abayshim, el shat megalgam aleinu ase yashanim. We're embarrassed about the Iker halacha. The halacha is later on, we'll see in a second, that after Nesuin, if she sells it, then the Baal is moitzi miyal lekuches. He takes it away from lekuches. He wants to eat the paris. So he says, even that halacha is not so pasha. Really, she owns the guf, so she can sell it. Even that halacha, that the Baal is moitzi miyal lekuches, we're embarrassed, quote unquote, we're embarrassed of it. So you're going to tell me that more halachas, that even mishas, erisin already, she can't sell it? So I don't hold of your kasha. The third case in the Mishnah is Noflo Mishanissas. If Nechosim fell after she's married, she's married already, she has a suit already, he's eating paris from other things, or she doesn't have any Nechosim, but now she gets a Yerusha. Eilu Veilu Moidim, she imakrosh venostav, she gives it away, or she sells it. Sha'abal Moitzi Mi'al Kuchas. The Baal takes away from Kuchas because the Baal's already eating paris, you're trying to mafkia his eating of the paris, he's eating of the profits. So there, if she sells it, he still is Moitzi, the paris Mi'al Kuchas, he eats the paris still. What about the fourth case? Is Achaloi Nissas Venissas. Let's say she got it from before marriage, for Nisun, and then she got married. What's the halacha then? Rabbi Gamil Amar Machom Ras Nakayim. Gamil says, if Lechatchila can't sell it, sounds like a Mishnah, but if you sold it, it works. Amar Chanina Ben Akavya, Amar Lefnei Rabbi Gamil, the Chum said for Rabbi Gamil, Hoyel Vazach B'Isha, since by Nisun, you were Zech in the Isha, Lo Yiskim Nechosim, shouldn't you get the Nechosim? Amar Lehem, Alachadosh on Abayshim, we are embarrassed about the halacha that if it fell after Nesuin, the Baal's Moitzi Mi'al Kuchos, El Shatam Magagam Aleinu HaYishanim, now you're telling me even if she got it from before she got Nesu'in, and after Nesu'in she sold it, the Baal's Maitzi, that's very too much. So like upon him, we have four cases, and the only case Rab Gamliel is Maida, Maitzi Malakuchais, is really the third case, which is the biggest, the last case, really, technically, that it fell after Nesu'in, and she sold it after Nesu'in. There, L'kuli al-Maida, Yemaitzi Malakuchais. But if she got it before Nesu'in and sold it after Nesu'in, it's Machlaikis, Rabbi Gamliel will hold that if Machrav Nasta Kayim. Now the last sheet in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Shimon Choylik bein Nechosim leNechosim. He's Mechalik in different Nechosim. Nechosim Hayaduim LeBaal. If the Baal knows about these Nechosim, Lois Simker in Allah sell it, then Machrav Nasta bottle. And if he sold it, it's bottle. We're talking about after Nesu'in. If he knows about it and she goes ahead and sells those properties, it's bottle. She ain't Yaduim LeBaal, but if he doesn't know about it, he doesn't know she owns an apartment building in Manhattan, if he doesn't know about it, then the loch is, Lois Simker, she shouldn't sell it, then Mach Rav Nosta Kayim, but if she sold it, it's Kayim. And it sounds like, Kolzbadi doesn't know it, he doesn't even eat the peris, because he doesn't know anything about it. And but the loch is, you shouldn't sell it Chachilah, but if you sell it, it is Kayim. That's Rav Shimon Shit. So let's see the Gemara. The Reish of the Mishnah said that there's a chilek, there's a difference between if the nechosim fell before erusin or after erusin. Before erusin, lekuli alma moida. If the nechosim fell before erusin, even after erusin, lekuli alma moida, that after erusin she go lechatchila and sell it. That's the Reish of the Mishnah, and both they agree. But if it fell after erusin and you sell it after erusin, then it's machlekes. If you allow to sell a chatchila, Bishama says, yeah, Bishama says no. So Gemara says, Maishna Reisha, the loy pligi. Once beyond the Reisha, there's no machlekes. Well, Maishna Seifa pligi. Once beyond the Seifa, that they argue. Amri, the Beirabianai, Reisha, Bishusa, Naflu. Seifa, Bishusa, Naflu. The Beirabianai wants to answer like this. In the Reisha, she had no one who had any bias in her whatsoever. No Kedusha in her, nothing. So there, since it fell to her at that time, so there she has a full bialis. It fell b'schusa without anyone involved. Masha'inkin, after Erisin, already he has, first of all, a kinyan kedushin in her, and he has a future schus in her nechasim, when they can have a nesu'in. Usually, Erisin lands up with a nesu'in, even though now you're not collecting peris yet, but usually it lands up with a nesu'in. So therefore, the halacha is, you cannot sell l'chatchila. You can't sell l'chatchila. Zok the Gemara, Vekamar Kasha, Im v'schusoy naflu, kimach v'nos v'maykayim. If you're calling that mamash schusoy, if you're calling b'shas erisin, that it's his schus already, so then why taka is a work? But he still says that if it fell after erisin, and he sold it after erisin, the loch is, you're not allowed to do it, but it's kayim. If it's schusoy, so how does it work? Look, you see, by nissas doesn't work, so if erisin's called a schusoy, it's called his schus, why does it work? El reisha vada b'schusoy naflu. Reisha is a vada b'schusoy because it fell b'shas before erisin. Sefer would fell after erisin. It's like a suffix. Emer b'schusoy. Stikla suffix. So lechatchila simka machor v'nasna kayim. Lechatchila shouldn't sell, but machor v'nasna is kayim. What's a suffix? Rashi says erisin oisa suffix nesuin shema tavi de nesuin shema loy tavi. So it's like a little bit of a status of a suffix on the suin, and therefore it's a suffix if he has a shibud on it, and therefore you shouldn't sell it, but if you sell it, it should be l'chatchila. So Taisa has a kasha here, why don't you say that it should be sold l'chatchila, because there's a suffix, he has a suffix if it belongs to him, and she's a vadai, the ain't suffix might be a vadai, as if Taisa brings a raya from a case of Shemeres Yavam, l'chayra ain't suffix a vadai, and for Taisa, the Ramaskal Seifa, he says, v'yesh loim, the hoch of a vadai linose kayemes. He's for sure planning getting married. The Chama Ares died to Lisa. Anyone who gets a Kedushin is for sure planning getting married. Hilkach, Lechatchila Simka, Abbi Shehu Vadei, Shehi Vadei. You know, she's a Vadei, but he also, he's Vadei planning getting married. Ava Hasan by Shemeres Yavam, it's as much Chalitza as Yivam. So, like upon him, what the Gemara is coming out in the ratio, the Chilip between Achelor and Sarasa, and after the Sarasa is, the after the Sarasa, that he has a little bit of a schus, a suffix schus here, maybe. If it's having a suin, it should be his peiris, and if not, so it's a shikol safik, and therefore you should not sell lechatchila, but b'di eved, it works.